This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, accompanied by the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, His Highness, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of the United Arab Emirates, and the Minister of the Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Bahrain.
U.S. President Donald Trump hosting a signing ceremony at the White House today for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, UAE Foreign Affairs Minister Abdullah bin Zayed, and Bahrain Foreign Minister Abdul Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani have just signed the so-called Abraham Accord on the South Lawn of the White House. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke first.
This is unimaginable a few years ago, but with resolve, determination, a fresh look at the way peace is done, this is being achieved. Thank you, Mr. President.
The Israeli-UAE deal was initially reached on August the 13th between Israel and UAE, with Bahrain announcing last Friday that it will also formally recognize the Jewish state. Under the Abraham Accord, Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to halt plans to annex portions of the West Bank. Meanwhile, Palestinians on the West Bank protested on Tuesday over the signing of the historic peace agreements between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. The protesters waved banners claiming that the agreements represented normalization with apartheid. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says slow-moving Hurricane Sally, the latest storm to threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast, remains offshore but is already bringing high winds, rain, and surf to the coastline. In the latest report, forecasters say Sally, it was about 110 kilometers east to southeast of the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi. It currently has maximum sustained winds of 140 kilometers per hour, and hurricane warnings early Tuesday extended from the Louisiana-Mississippi border east to Florida. A top U.S. spokesman on the coronavirus has accused government scientists of sedition, saying their handling of the pandemic is meant to undermine the President Donald Trump. Michael Caputo, the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at the Department of Health and Human Services, also said that left-wing hit squads are preparing for an armed insurrection if President Trump wins re-election in November. Now, Mr. Caputo contended without evidence Sunday that a resistance unit of medical personnel deep in the bowels of the government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to defeat President Trump, even if it means the U.S.'s world-leading coronavirus death toll of more than 194,000 continues to rise. He accused the scientists of abandoning science to become political animals. Caputo has also drawn intense criticism in Washington for attempting to alter the CDC's weekly reports on U.S. coronavirus infections and deaths to adhere to President Trump's repeated assertions that the pandemic is under control and that a vaccine will soon be available. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says her state has been pushed to its limits by the historic wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of hectares of land and wiped out entire communities. Brown told reporters on Monday night that she has asked President Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the Pacific Northwest U.S. state, which would make additional federal resources available to beleaguered firefighters and other emergency personnel. President Trump has already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. The Geneva-based World Trade Organization says President Trump's administration tariffs on Chinese goods totaling more than $200 billion are illegal under the rules of global trade. And a new report by a think tank examining executions in the U.S. says death penalty cases show a long history of racial disparity. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca.